time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take you till 2 today here on the program. It's a Monday Rewind, which are brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology. With Chevy trucks, you're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive as your Miami Dolphins victorious over the New England Patriots, 31-15. They improve on the season to a cool 5-6. And Tua, these numbers are good, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
29 of 40, 317 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks.
Well, in
Goosey.
He shouldn't have got 40 passes. But I'm going to tell you, dear Mike McDaniel, too soon.
To like, pull him?
Yes!
Yeah, it was third quarter.
Right. No, he pulled him at the beginning of the fourth quarter. It was like 13 minutes left. I'm like,
do you think like Mike McDaniel's even got to be like, Sky,
come,
hey man, what's going on here?
Don't well, he didn't have to say nothing because soon as the ball hit the ground, Tua went and got his mouthpiece and helmet.
Yeah.
And started talking to everybody. But there was one guy, no matter what, was not going in. To Ron Armstead.
Oh, yeah.
he went past Teron Armstead.
You let the rook
just
in.
He kept going.
Brooks got it. Mm. Jalen Waddle, best game of the season for the Penguin. 8 catches, 144 yards, and 1 touchdown. He was awesome yesterday. 12 catches. Got up high.
Catching the ball in traffic.
Yep. That's all I've been asking for.
He didn't have no choice. And the balls were hitting him right in the breadbasket, mm-hmm. baby.
Yep. I've always rooted for Jalen Waddle. He's one of my favorite players on the team.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I would rank him my third favorite Dolphin.
Don't be a fraud.
And so, I said he was due.
You did say he was due, but you also said
Jalen Waddle going out there, fat pockets, no catches.
Hey. Your boy.
What?
Julian Hill.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I don't like that everybody yells at me. Like, it's my fault that he's out there.
Yeah, because they probably got any time touchdown, too.
Well, can I tell you what pissed me off yesterday? See, the odds were kind of crazy with the Dolphins, you know? Mm-hmm. So, Hard Rock app, I was ready to put in my Julian Hill bet. It's down to plus 800. Who are all these people betting on Julian Hill?
It's your fault.
How is this happening?
It really is your fault.
Everybody keeps betting on him, and I can't get the juice that I want for it. I'm going to have to switch to another player.
Wow. Smeetham Smolnik. This is might be the most positive thing you've ever said.
Hmm?
Tua has the same amount of passing TDs as Herbert and Hurts in 4 less games.
Wow.
That's impressive.
He's been on a tear. Yeah.
You called him George Kittle.
New George Kittle.
For sure.
We did have new George Kittle. I just didn't know it was Jonnu Smith. So
he can't be new.
Why can't he be new George Kittle? Same age? What?
Obvious reasons.
No, I don't know what obvious reasons. Why can't he be new George Kittle?
Really?
What?
Because he runs the football. George Kittle doesn't have any carries.
Well, you know.
Mm.
That's like, wait a minute. I was watching the pregame. You know who they compared Jaden Daniels to?
Who?
RG3, Lamar Smith, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson and Doug Williams.
Hmm.
But you can compare Jonnu Smith to Kittles.
Yeah, because I'm breaking ground here.
Wow. Innovative.
In the world with intangibles, I see non-intangibles and intangibles can be the same sometimes.
Hear that, Ethan Bonner?
Sometimes.
That's not.
I'm bringing people together.
Same. Oh, you can bring them together. We still together.
Come together.
But that's not a good comparison.
Right now.
He's good, though.
He can run.
Yeah.
Shocked that. I knew, like, they could use him, and they would use him in a, but to see him, he's all over the place. He's doing all kinds of things. Everything except blocking. He ain't your blocking guy.
No, that's Julian Hill.
Yeah. So
when he's not,
that you have scoring touchdowns.
Well, you know.
Julian Hill.
He does get an opportunity like once a week.
He does.
What did he get? Two targets yesterday?
Almost fumbled. Like, he, but the thing is, he didn't catch it long
he
enough.
He does not have hands. I thought when I compared him.
He's got
him
planks,
to,
right?
He's got the worst hands I've ever seen.
He's got maybe the worst hands you've ever seen.
This is really some of the worst hands
I've Trevor, is Saquon Barkley your MVP? Yes, for this reason. And this reason only. If you have a guy on your team that is so good, he gets to stink off your coach and your quarterback, then that's the MVP.
Yeah, has anybody ever won MVP for being awesome but also seeing the team that he left?
Right. I mean, but even that, we were having questions about Jalen Hurts. Why'd he give him all that money? Right? Look at what happened to the team last year. The coach, Sirianni, he's got to go. He's got to go.
I still don't know if he's good.
Right. But guess what?
Punchable face.
You add Saquon Barkley, we ain't had those discussions in a minute.
Schmeathan says, Saquon running behind that O-line is like Barry Bonds taking steroids. Not fair.
And they got rid of an all-pro center. Or he retired. And still. I mean, they're a good team here.
Some are wondering, though.
No, dude. A little overrated, if you ask me.
What?
A little overrated.
Jason Kelsey's overrated?
I mean, think about it. He was already old. He was 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
He was 1 foot out. It did seem like he was 1 foot out.
Okay, he can snap the
ball. I'll tell you, by the way, who I saw yesterday. Your boy Clay.
Whoa! You saw him? Because I saw him on a milk carton, dude. That's the only place that I saw him.
I kind of thought that coming. I was like, whoa!
Oh, yeah. Where was he in this game?
Where is that guy, right?
Clay Thompson.
I'm surprised you didn't come in with the numbers.
Well, you know, I unfortunately
didn't want to run up the score on him.
I unfortunately had Tyler Hero over on 21.5 points.
Oof, Tyler Hero.
Even though we won.
Worst hands, Julian or the mechanic?
I'd say Julian still.
Tyler Hero was
worst performance of the season.
What was he, 8 of 25 yesterday?
8 of 25, 1 for 10 from 3. He had 42 minutes to get.
You know you had a bad
points.
Day if Bam outshot you from the 3-point line.
Woo. I know he.
Bam was getting him up though yesterday.
Yeah,
huh?
I was getting
How about
up,
that clutch man. Ass 3?
I saw that. Yeah.
Needed that. Absolutely.
And then you want to know who was mocking him? Klay Thompson.
Of course.
Klay Thompson was chirping at him behind that line and he gives him the old whew! Yep. Hits him with the threes.
Yeah, how dare you, Clank Thompson. Garbage, dude.
I can't believe this guy was so ahead on the demise of Klay Thompson.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Sometimes you're a visionary. You know, you got to wait for the rest of the world to catch
down.
Up.
You're not a visionary.
I called mobility into a. I called Klank Thompson, the demise of him, and I'm calling DeMar DeRozan. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame, dude. He's not making
Nothing
the Hall of Fame.
Was more scarier than seeing Tyler Hero in good basketball posture while Kyrie had the basketball. So I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. He's the only one he plays point guard like he doesn't have to dribble. Like he could just run it.
Dude, this is the thing though that makes Bam so special, because like that dude hits that three and then his ass goes down there and he goes, oh, Kyrie's on the wing. I got him. And then like Kyrie throwing up a brick right with Bam. I'm like, damn, that dude is something. He's something.
Don't pay attention to old Dum Dum over there, though. Because you know he.
No. You haven't seen Asia Wilson a lot recently, have you?
I don't really pay attention if she's there or not.
There's
a little
bit of a tiff going on.
What do you mean,
which
dude?
Makes me believe that's why Bam has been.
He just gave like 1,000 turkeys away with Udonis Haslem. She was there.
Yeah, and Mallett's, they got into an argument that day.
What?
She's like, why didn't you give away 2,000? And he's, you know, ever since then, he's been balling. He's angry now. Chip on his shoulder.
I don't think he has a chip on his shoulder.
But look, watch. You watch Thanksgiving, Bam, the
only
holidays.
Listen, the only thing that Bam has been outspoken about is me. Yep. He usually doesn't have a grudge. No, he don't pick no bones person. With nobody but me.
And now maybe Frog Boy, because once he sees this, he's going
to
think that you got into a tiff with with his secret girlfriend, you know, because they're not technically public yet.
I'm just reading body language.
Even though they're very bad at keeping a secret.
Very bad.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just make it Facebook official, guys. Do people still do that?
No. Did question. So
in a relationship with.
Is Kyrie more fun to watch that he's not doing crazy stuff?
Oh, he was always fun to watch.
It's amazing. Like, and who's ever in front of him, I'm like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had Pella a couple of times.
Yeah, Pella played a lot.
I was going to say, Pella
37 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of playing time.
Jimmy Butler. Did you guys see what Jimmy Butler said?
No.
I got to take a break. Hey, Jimmy Butler said a thing yesterday, man. I was like, woo!
I was ready for you this time.
Back after this. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. So the Miami Heat yesterday, they beat the Dallas Mavericks in an OT thriller.
Ah.
Jimmy Butler looked amazing. He saw Derek Lively. Don't tell him that Derek Lively is this new fun big. He saw Derek Lively at the rim. He goes,
ooh,
green light. Do you see that circus shot that he threw up on him?
I was going to say, where does that shot rank in, like, Heat circus shot? Because Dwayne Wade would put up a circus shot every other night.
I remember when Mike Inglis would.
Oh, what a call. But really, that shot yesterday that he put up, it was kind of like.
Do you have the call from Jax? Is that in the system? Probably, can we get that? Right? I think it was, let me see what the score was. It was like 103. I'd like to hear what Jax's call that was yesterday.
Same.
It was, what was that point? That was 1-0. Sure. Yeah, it was late in the game. Circus shot was 112-111, I think, is what it made it.
Grab that right now.
112-111, and then if you can get the tie-in shot, that'd be cool, too, from Jax. We'll hear a little bit of Jason Jackson yesterday. But, yesterday's game was absolutely tremendous. It was boots on the ground. After watched the first half of the Dolphins here, second half of the Dolphins I watched at the arena. It was while Pella Larson and Kal-El Ware were warming up. I was watching as soon as I was walking over, the last score I saw right as I was walking out of the parking garage, the Bayside parking garage, Froggy, was a Jalen Waddle's celebration and Stephen Ross getting all sexy with it. And then basically I was just watching them try not to screw it up against the Patriots there at the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought for sure that, you know, they were going to be able to give Tua a break. But unfortunately, you know, Skylar Thompson just is around stuff and bad stuff happens, even if it's not his fault, you know.
He's bad luck, dude.
He just might be bad luck. I don't know what to tell you. It just is what it is. I don't feel good about it. I don't want to make it a Skylar Thompson thing. But either way, that's what I was doing. I was watching, that was
a nail in the coffin for his.
I did not do that.
What was it doing?
I'm just saying. Like, he's a backup for a reason.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. If your backup don't work out, so what?
Just, no, he's not good. You'd like to he's really, like, I'm thinking about calling Daniel Jones. That's how bad he looked yesterday.
Oh, don't do that.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Daniel Jones, mobile. Till he falls on his face.
Mobile? Like, he couldn't even be mobile.
But
He tackled himself.
I told you what Jimmy said about Pella Larson. This is good. Did you hear this, Marcos?
I did not.
Jimmy Butler said about Pella Larson after the game. Swedish swish. Swisher Swede, handsome. All right, he didn't say that he was handsome. I'm just saying. I mean, that kid is good looking. I mean, just look at those eyes, dreamy.
We had him up at first. We interviewed him.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
he was talking about Pella after the game because Pella played 37 minutes. He was a plus 18 team high. Just all over the place, dude.
I hate this. That.
I mean, if it was Drew Smith, we would have been praising him all day.
He was hurt.
Oh, what a shocker!
By the way, hate that stat.
The plus minus?
Yeah.
Here was Jimmy Butler on Pella after the game.
He just do everything. He really do. Like, he can shoot the ball. He can handle the ball. He can finish. He can guard. I think as the game continuously slows down for him, he's just going to get more and more comfortable and better. It's really going to be hard for Spo to take him off the floor. I like the way that I always see him in early, leaving late. And honestly, he reminds me of myself whenever I was younger in this league. He could probably shoot the ball a lot better than I could, though.
Wow. Wow.
That is high praise.
Did you just hear what he just said?
Can I just say
this?
Remind me of myself.
Oh my God.
I would like
the chat to let me know how you feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about somebody giving somebody else a compliment by using their name?
Reminds me of Love Young it. Me.
Not like it's like I'm not saying
why?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
You never so you never
it
done
sounds
that?
No.
You never seen someone run the ball and like it reminds me of a young Leroy.
No, because people would call me a pompous ass if I did that. Right? It's weird. Mm. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? It sounds.
Is it because Pella's Swedish?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Is the Kittles, Donner Smith thing?
Has nothing to do with that. But no, yeah, no,
only
no.
One
no.
Yes and no?
No.
Hmm.
No. Like, it would also... Jimmy did it.
Yeah.
So that makes it different than you doing it.
Yeah.
But still...
Are you saying too much?
Too much.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I don't know if. Because if certain people were to do that, if Tom Brady were to do that, you'd be like, enough with it.
Depends.
Right?
Depends.
No, but I'm just saying. If certain people do it, you'd be like, hold up. Let's pump the brakes on.
Kind of cool. Like if Drew Brees said that about Tua, he goes, it kind of reminds me of me.
Reminds me of a younger me. I'd be like, oh, younger what? You wasn't that good, dude.
The fact that we have to go through all this to kind of justify it.
I like it.
I'm not saying.
I don't have to justify it.
And again, I'm not saying there's anything.
He just said we have another Jimmy Butler.
But.
What's better than one?
But.
Two.
Using yourself as a. Isn't that. I don't know.
Dade South says Sweet Dan Marlin. Sweet Dan Marley.
Sweet Dan Marley. Damn, that's good. Pretty good.
Give him a point.
Come on.
Point.
Can I have that call from Jax yesterday on the circus shot from Jimmy Butler?
Burks with the rock. Gets it to Jimmy up top. This might be a get the you-know-what out the way. Jimmy rejects the screen. Attacks Lively. Puts it up and bounces in for Butler. Heat up one. Timeout on the floor. Jimmy didn't even see it go in. Turned his back fully. Nodding his head. I'm that guy all the way to the bench.
Certainly was.
That was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Took the contact kind of like over the head as he's falling to the ground. No call, by the way. As he's falling to the ground. Absolutely ridiculous.
It was incredible. And then Jimmy, at the end of regulation, he would tie it up. Duncan Robinson with the sweet-ass pass to Jimmy for the slam. No call.
Duncan's left as the Heat attack. And here we go. Movement. To Jimmy, quick, up, throws it down, and one. You got to call that and one. Yeah, you got to call that and one. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
They didn't call it? We have a tie game with 4.3, and Jimmy got hacked from behind.
That was brutal.
It was.
That was brutal.
I mean, you could tell by the way he swung.
It was brutal.
He had to get hit.
Everybody who was there was like, oh, that's for sure going to be an and one. And they were giving Jimmy like every call. They're like, Jimmy got to line a ton yesterday. I don't understand that.
How long does the 2-minute report take? Should it be out today?
I don't know. Just let me know when I can see it so I can
who cares? Game's over.
I can head to the bathroom, you know?
Game's over.
Oh, okay.
Game one. Who cares?
Here's Jimmy Butler after the game on that end of game play drawn up by Spo. And he begrudgingly had to give a little bit of a nod to his frenemy.
I'm just glad that we took this to overtime and won. Spo is hellified, you know. I just saw that he got voted the best coach in the association, rightfully so, because he'd be locked in and he'd be studying and stuff like nobody I've ever seen. And he drew up something that was incredible. And I hate to say it, but Duncan made an incredible pass. Thank you.
Why does he have to so begrudgingly congratulate Duncan on a great play?
That's the new Max Strus, the new flick off before anything.
Why does he have to do that? Why can't he just say, man, what a play by Duncan? He goes, I guess I got to give him some props. It was a pretty good pass.
Wow.
Duncan, tangibles. Running that inbounds play now, huh? He's the inbounds master.
Look at that. Couple
surprised Jimmy didn't say Spo reminded him of himself.
He reminds me of a young me.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, somebody getting on Mark Jones.
Why?
He used to relax as the 305 man, a little too much.
We did get a lot of 305. I love that for Mark Jones. Loved it. Mark Jones was basically giving us a Miami tour during that game.
Yep.
Now, look, to be fair, Wake Forest, did they have a completion in the second half?
Well, I know they only had 15.
Maybe their third stringer?
I mean, they really didn't throw the ball, so.
I don't think they completed one pass in the second half.
Wow.
At least, I don't think their starter, Bachmeier didn't.
Bachmeier.
Such a Wake Forest QB name.
Very bad.
Demon Deacons.
Baptized.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ah! It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room. Fix your camera, Leroy. And Leroy Hoard to hand out his game balls and game bumps.
Bum.
What do you got today for us, Leroy?
Game ball is going to go to Chop Robinson.
Oh, dude.
Welcome to the party, young fella. Welcome to the party. You were a menace on the football field yesterday. Every play. That tackle's going to have nightmares.
Dude.
You worked him. And I could have very easily given it to Zach Sealer, but we got new blood in the game. Wanted to give it to the young fella because, you know, we have always talked about, even in college, he caused havoc in this backfield. We never made no plays.
This is
he made plays.
This is from Barry Jackson. Per Pro Football Focus, Dolphins rookie Chop Robinson has 10 QB pressures and 1.5 sacks yesterday. That gives him 22 QB pressures and 3.5 sacks the last 3 weeks. He has the NFL's best pass rush win rate during that time.
Whatever that means. I can watch film. I can watch the game.
Okay.
He's making an impact.
You just dismissed these stats?
Yeah.
It's pass rush win rate.
No.
Win rate, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He also just got really mad at plus minus. He hates plus minus.
I hate plus minus.
Just next gen stats. Don't agree with Leroy.
No, but because guess what?
How do you feel about per?
Exactly.
What is per? Actually?
Player efficiency rating.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I'm gonna come over there and per you.
305 Florida man who's so lovely today. He says 10 almost theirs.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
QB pressures? Now you guys are dismissing QB pressures.
They put a new name on almost getting sacks.
You.
Pressure.
No. You used to get so mad because people used to say on Christian Wilkins, he doesn't get sacks.
Yeah, but it's a bit more about the position.
Fine. But
he doesn't play a position that gets sacked. But he had 100 tackles.
Dude, he killed Drake May yesterday. Like, there were a bunch of that he just mauled that dude.
Okay.
I thought Drake May wasn't getting up after that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
one that was before the 4th-and-18 stupid touchdown that they had, when Chop hit him, I'm like, oh, he's not getting up from that one.
Yeah.
Like, I thought
he got smashed.
I give Drake May huge onions on that just for getting through that game, because I thought Chop like put him in F.
He's not even the best. Chop's not the best. He goes, Chubb is the king of the almost theirs.
Oh, are we getting Chubb back soon? Is he coming back this year?
I haven't even heard about him.
I saw him handing out turkeys, which he was like standing, which is, I guess, good.
I tell you what, though, if they get back to 500 and then Mike McDaniel hits us with, by the way, Chubb's coming back this week.
Ooh, watch out.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Dolphin Kane said, Greer said a couple of weeks ago that the Dolphins place more value on pressure than sacks.
What?
They keep that same energy when it's time to pay them. Mr. Pressure and not true. Mr. Sack.
Yeah.
Right? Because guess what? It's not a year ago.
Okay.
When you wouldn't pay Christian Wilkins because you said you don't get sacks.
It's true.
Make up your mind.
He's really mad that Christian Wilkins is gone.
Fair. Him and Van Ginkle. Sore spots.
Oh,
I'm here. And I'm going to be fair about the situation. Okay? I have to be less upset about Christian Wilkins because that's a personal thing. That's just, I really like him, right? And the guys that they have replaced him with have really done well. So that's a me problem. But I'll be damned. You lost both your pass rushers. You didn't know when you were going to get them back. And you had a guy on your roster who picked up the slack last year.
Van Ginkle, another sack yesterday, by the way.
So,
damn, he's
trying to tee.
So, what I would say is, I ain't gonna never eat it with this the Van Ginkle one. I know I got to eat it with Christian Wilkins because that's a personal thing.
Yep.
Right? But Van Ginkle, when you ain't have no pass rushers,
well, they do now.
Yeah, but that's after the fact.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
Can I just enjoy the guy we got?
I'm not eating it. I'm telling you. Nope. So,
Chop Robbins about to get this turkey leg.
My game bump.
Ooh. Okay.
Goes to anybody.
What?
Whoa.
Who was playing football. With 3 minutes left to go in the game in the Cowboys Redskins game.
Okay.
Anyone on the football field. Okay. Starting with the kicker. Starting with the whole Cowboys defense.
Bad snap, by the way.
The whole Cowboys defense.
The center, the long snap where you're going after.
Oh, yeah.
Followed up by the onside kick.
Boom.
They gave up another touchdown. Oof. They scored 41 points in the fourth quarter between the two teams. 41 points. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
That was the most bananas end of a game I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Do you have to stick with this long snapper for the Dolphins? Win streak. You don't mess with a win streak.
You can't mess up a win streak.
Can't mess with
also,
a win streak.
Also, quiet on Twitter.
Can I just say this?
What?
You ever go into your sock drawer
and
you see two socks and they don't match? Do you go try to find a match? No. You just grab another pair.
You can't just keep finding long snappers.
Dude.
I actually just put that pair
long
on.
Long snapper is like opening up your drawer underwear and seeing that you have
I don't think that's true because what happens, you keep playing this game. We found a long snapper that seems to be snapping just fine. I don't know what's going on with Blake Ferguson.
All long snappers can snap just fine.
I don't know.
Blake.
Oh, why is this long? Hold on.
You want to give a long snapper $100 million contract?
Their long snapper
they're long snappers.
Hold on. Their long snapper has been eligible to come back for like 3 weeks. He's still not snapping because I don't know what's going on. But now it's the last week. They got to decide, do they keep this long snapper that they have because they can't keep elevating him off the practice squad? And I'd say a win streak long snapper is a long snapper I want to keep.
And I would say a long snapper is a long snapper. You are talking about in a 53-man roster, that is the bottom of the barrel.
All right, listen.
I'm telling you.
I've been telling you I want a super snapper for all these years. You said that was a stupid idea.
Huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think it's because...
Yep.
But our long snapper came from the Association of Long Snappers.
That is true. Fastest snap in all of Texas.
Woo!
Tucker Addington.
Fastest snap in the South.
First of all...
What?
Nothing on this earth...
Tucker?
...says I am an intangible. Like, what is it? Tucker?
Tucker Addington.
Woo!
Tucker Addington. And... This might be a side job, because in his real job, he's just rich. Addington, right?
Correct.
Anybody know a broke Addington?
Nope. Our second multimillionaire that just playing football for the love.
Play with Gator Cove.
Just doing it for the love of the game.
Wow, Tucker Addington. Go follow him on social media, people. He's only got 1,000 Instagram followers.
Look at, and that's why he still has the job. You know, he's not focused on, you know, picking beefs with our safety. Remember when Blake Ferguson
That did happen.
You know, he's not out here talking about Trump or Biden on his social media like Blake Ferguson tends to do. It just kind of seems like he's snapping the football.
I don't really care what Blake Ferguson is tweeting about. I just want to know, like, where is he? It's just a strange thing to see a long snapper. I know that he had some personal thing, but he's been back with the team.
Whenever he said Tucker Addington sees himself as a young John Denny.
Well, you would need John Denny to say that he sees himself. He sees Tucker Addington as a young him.
I've never met a person that came into the league and said, I want to be a long snapper. It's usually a guy who played offensive line that ends up being the long snapper.
But, dude, I'm telling you, and I respect what you have to say, right? Because you're a football knowledge man. Times, they have changed. And this guy
Let me put it in your terms, right? You know how in the corner they have a cup man, you have a coach, right? You have a guy with the bucket and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The long snapper would be somebody you bring on the team as the mouthpiece guy. His job for all of this is to just take the mouthpiece in and out. At some point, when they're splitting up the money, they go, we can have somebody we already got on staff do that. Mm. That's what long snapping is.
Well, I've been saying to have a center do it, and you said that was a bad idea.
You did say that. It's true.
No, because
I think you called him, quote,
I don't want to have this argument again. I'm going to be
stop bringing it up.
No, because you keep saying it's bottom of the barrel, and then you keep saying, but you can't just say anybody could do it.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Anybody can do it, but guys have had some.
But here's the other thing that's changed with it's like how all Australians are punters now, okay, no matter what school. I think even Wake Forest had an Australian punter. I'm like, what?
They all do that drop the point of the ball.
Australia has basically taken all Americans out of punting, so you can't be an American kid and punt anymore, right? They're taking our jobs.
Except for the black kid from Pittsburgh.
Exactly. But but long snapping is now a specialized thing. And Tucker Addington came from the Long Snapping Association of Texas. Fastest snap in all of Texas history.
Let me get this straight.
Fastest snap.
Wait. South. Hold on. Let's be clear. Of all the professions on a football team, the only one that has an organization is the long snapper.
You need to unionize as long snappers.
They're
already
in a union. You're in the players' union.
I feel like you guys don't treat them like other players.
We don't know.
You know?
Dude, I have events or stuff like that. I don't know what position the guy played.
Addington went.
I just know he got years in.
Here's this is the opening line of his professional career. Addington went unselected in the 2020 NFL draft and spent the following two seasons out of professional football working at the Texas long snapping camp.
Yes. Where he became the fastest snap in the South.
In 2022, he was selected in the sixth round of the 2022 USFL supplemental draft by the Houston Gamblers. He appeared in all 10 of their games as the Gamblers compiled a 3-7 record and placed fourth in the division.
You know who's not a gamble?
Hmm?
Tucker Addison. That's right. At center.
You know what we got to do? Honestly, this is really what it's got to come down to. Him and Blake Ferguson got to have a snap-off.
Ooh!
Snap-off, dude. That's just how it's got to go. If you're on a three-game win streak and Blake Ferguson wants his job back, you got to snap it off.
Yep. And it's got to happen at
So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Okay? Yep.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to take who's the least important Dolphin right now?
You!
Durham Smythe?
No! Tucker Addison.
Is there another tight end? Because there's four tight ends, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna take Durham Smythe, all right?
Yep.
We're going to put a beer bottle on his head, all right?
Oh, okay.
And whoever can snap the beer bottle off clean.
Julian Hill.
It'll just fall. can't trust him for a project. Can't do that. All right. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to take Wes Welker.
Okay. All right.
Wes, you're going to go out there with that giant helmet of yours.
Okay.
We're going to put a beer bottle on your head.
Perfect.
And whoever can keep snapping the beer bottle off by distance, three snaps, that person gets the job.
That's pretty good.
You don't want that.
Why not?
What?
You don't want, like, they snap and they work on snapping at certain distances.
Yeah.
You don't want them snapping it.
I got to see who's better.
And but can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who made you and who gave you the authorization and the tools equipped to being able to determine who is the best football player at any position?
I'm the only person who cares about this.
That I would agree with. Nobody, everybody else. Listen.
Don't even think. Who is there? Who's their special
teams
coach?
You ever open up a soda and it was flat?
It's not risky.
You just throw it away and go get another one. That's long snapper.
I got to feel like you're that's running out of snappers.
That's long snapper.
Oh, Crossman.
It's like. Brrr. Yeah, this is Cliff at Long Snappers Association.
We need another one. That one's bad.
I don't know if I got another one. Tucker, you can't just keep Tucker around. We ran out of days.
Wait, so.
Can't wait for the snap off.
I hate him playing this game. Is he going to get inducted into the Long Snapper Hall of Fame?
Funny you should ask, Leroy.
Is he?
Addington is alumnus of the Texas Long Snapping Organization. While attending, he posted the fastest snapping speed of any player there, a 0.65 speed. He was later inducted into their Hall of Honor.
Fastest snap in the South. This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
A real Mother Tucker.
Oh, so...
Scored.
So let me get this straight. He got inducted into a Hall of Honors or whatever without playing 16 NFL games.
Well, it was just about his Texas career. I'd imagine it was a high school thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Or college. I don't know. Where did he play college? That's a good question. Glad you asked.
The most information you will ever find out about our long snapper right here.
Sam Houston State.
Oh, of course.
I don't trust no school named after a dude.
Bearcats.
Yeah, where'd you get your degree?
What in the Sam Houston are you talking about?
Dude, this is a holiday week.
Take a break. Get back into the Dolphins. Real Dolphin stuff that's non-long snapping after this.